for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, August the 30th, 2013. Sharon Mokey is the speaker teaching on hypnosis.
Well, good morning, everyone. I want to get started because I have something very important to share with you. The first thing I do want to share with you is I am so grateful that you pushed through and got here. Only you know what all that means. People that don't push through and get to a real deliverance meeting have no idea of what battle is. So I just want to give yourself a hand because you made it. All right? You made it. Okay. A lot of people didn't. I got empty chairs. A lot of people weren't able to press through, but you did. One of the things that I just want to mention before I start, there may be times in the message when things come through very strong. I'm not a cotton candy speaker. But what I'm doing is I am poking your demons. So if you get upset, you want to call me names, you want to run out of here, don't, because they will tackle you before you get to the door. But if you start feeling yourself getting fidgety, and especially with the message that I'm going to bring today, if your head starts going woo, 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 that's good. That's really good. And you can say in a few minutes, you're getting out of me. So being uncomfortable here is a good sign. Okay? You know, the body of Christ, in Hosea 4:6, this was the second scripture that God gave me. The first scripture was, and whom shall I send? And I said, Lord, send me. So he picked up on that tab. And many years later, but at the same time he gave me this scripture, Hosea 4:6, that we are destroyed for our lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. There is such an epidemic of the rejection of truth in our country. And people are wondering why they're having so many problems in their life. And part of it is, they have rejected knowledge. And the travesty is pastors have rejected knowledge. Yes. There is not one church in the whole world that should not be having preaching the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance. If your church isn't preaching all three, leave. Because you're not going to get what you need for the days ahead.
Amen.
And those are cruel pastors because they do not care for your soul. You are there to fill their pocketbook and to fill their numbers so they can be proud. And I hate to say this, but Monty and I, for 4 years, we have seen so many people busted up and broken. And nobody cares about you, about your life being restored. And because Christ has restored our life, that's the standard we have. And God has that for everyone. And He has it for you. He wants you to be free. God is not a God of torment and misery. The other principle I want you to realize is what repentance really is.
Yes.
It's not beating you with cat and nine tails. You know what repentance is? When we repent, it helps us, we come back to our original standing with God. That's what it is. So when you say, God, forgive me, I have been so cruel, I have been such a, I am so this, that, and the other thing. What that does, God forgives you of your sin, and you are in right relationship with Him again. See, we've all been raised with so much conditional love that we think we need a beating with everything bad we do. Like most of us die at home, right? God doesn't work that way. God knows that we are but dust. And all He wants us to say is, Lord, yeah, I was
cruel, I was crabby, I was whatever. Please forgive me. And then go on with your life. So don't think of repentance as a negative thing. It's a positive thing. It's you getting right back close to Jesus again where he always wants you to be.
Now, we'll get on with the real message.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
All right.
I have been giving a series on this topic to our church at home. And I've tried to condense it. And I hope to, if nothing else, whet your appetites to study further in this. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Well, I would never follow a devil guy, you know that. Well, I'm going to talk about one thing that is so sly and so tricky that most of us have been under the influence of this spirit. Hypnosis is an occult practice and is condemned strongly in Scripture. No person, let alone a born-again believer, should relinquish the sole liberty that God has given them to anyone except our Creator God. Doing so opens one up not only to the hypnotist, but to demons. We are commanded to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. No one likes to find out that they have been deliberately deceived, manipulated, cajoled, used, especially to support someone else's ideals and beliefs, and ones that they don't necessarily even believe in and want to support. But we all have been, and you all are, and you don't even know. Unfortunately, most of the time we weren't even aware of it. And I was not aware of the depths of the subtlety of Satan until I started doing research in this area and where it led to. But first, do you want to know a secret? You want to know a secret?
Yeah.
Well, the definition of a secret is something that is kept from knowledge or view. It is working with hidden aims or methods undercover, secret agent, conducted in secret, revealed only to the initiated, designed to elude observation or detection, containing information whose unauthorized disclosure could endanger national security. That has been the bait on the hook since Adam and Eve. Do you want to know something you do not know? Let me tell you how. As you see my pitchfork and my tail. Satan wants to control human minds, and he seeks to do this directly and also through human beings who in so doing become his agents. Whenever one person seeks to control another person's mind, Satan is thereby given permission to control both minds. Hypnotism is thus only one of the means by which he seeks to control one mind through another. Licentious enticers and men who seek to dictate to workers and members are also engaged in mind control. In seeking to do so, they are immediately controlled by an evil spirit. To say it again, when one person seeks to control another person's mind, Satan is thereby given permission to control both people's minds. It doesn't matter whether you're a psychiatrist, a janitor, a physician, a counselor, or a pastor. In seeking to control the mind of another, both minds are taken captive by Satan. Jessie Penn Lewis, in her book, War on the Saints, and if you really want to get serious with deliverance, that is the manual, War on the Saints. And Christian in Complete Armor is another mandatory book if you're going to read Survive the Battle. But Jessie Penn Lewis said on page 212 that, by indirectly also, and by his inciting men to enslave one another and to covet the power of influence, whereas they should work with God to restore to every man the freedom of his own personal volition and the power of choice to do right because it is right, obtained for them at Calvary. But in this direction, we can see the working of the world rulers of darkness in the realm which they govern.
directly in the atmospheric influence, and indirectly through men, in hypnotic, suggestion, thought reading, and will controlling, and other forms of invisible force, sometimes employed for the supposed good of others. The danger of all forms of healing by suggestion and all kindred methods of seeking to benefit men in physical or mental ways lies in their bringing about a passivity of the will and mental powers which lays them open to satanic influences. Hypnosis is an altered condition and state of mind and an altered state of consciousness, and is characterized by a marked increased receptivity to suggestion. That means the more relaxed you are, the more fairy tales I can tell you that you'll believe. Yeah. Hypnosis also increases the capacity for modification of perception and memory. Hypnosis can totally alter your personality. It can totally alter all of your memories. Hypnosis implants in you ideas you have no idea were implanted. We need change. So I'll be your next president. I will be your next president. For we need change. But the most travesty that is done in hypnosis is that the relationship between the person offering the suggestions and the person receiving them develop their own relationship that replaces God. Hypnotic trance is not either or, but it lies on a continuum ranging from relaxation to a deep state of involvement. The techniques of hypnotic induction are many, but most include suggestions of just relax now, take a deep breath in, we're going on a trip, you will go to places that you've never been before. Activation of unconscious motives and initiation of regressive behavior. Visualization is used extensively with hypnotism. Have you taken the bait? Have you been bewitched? Most people have. In ways you didn't even know. I'm telling you, it made me so hopping mad. I said, I'm going to teach about this. Because the seducing spirits are seductive. I mean, if they were, they wouldn't be seducing spirits if they weren't seductive. If we knew what they're doing, we'd go, aha, I see you. Through hypnosis, practitioners and patients hope to uncover hidden realms within themselves. Through these means, they attempt to discover memories, emotions, desires, doubts and fears, and insecurities, powers, and even secret knowledge buried deep within what they believe is a powerful, unconscious, determining behavior, quite apart from and even against conscious choice. The allure is to tap into what they believe to be a huge reservoir for healing and for power. I'll tell you what you don't know. Your life will be better. You've been good to cookies. You don't have to overeat anymore. You relax now. When I count back from five, we'll all wake up. Thus, hypnosis is touted to activate hidden resources for extraordinary powers and for healing. And who doesn't want extraordinary powers? Have you been taking the bait on this one? By these promises, you will have self-mastery, personal well-being, emotional healing and health, the ability to overcome those darn addictions. And you can create wealth, and you can influence others at the subconscious or at the unconscious or subconscious level, and they will never know. The lust for power and control over others is rampant all over the world. The entering in of Satan through the sciences is well devised, and through the channel of phrenology, psychology, and mesmerism, which is actually hypnotism, he has come in great measure to the people of this generation, and they have offered little resistance. The minds of millions have been poisoned and led into infidelity.
Satan works on the right hand and the left hand. He plays both sides of a ping pong game. Many people have been deceived in thinking and perverting that what God meant for good, the devil has always taken for evil. That's why the good that science was to bring our world has been taken and perverted. It is a power which will yet work with all signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness and of righteousness. Mark the influence of these sciences, for the conflict will get worse and worse, and you will see it less and less. There was a good movie out on that. The closer you are, the less you'll see. I mean, that whole movie was telling you about hypnosis and all sorts of things. The power of hypnotic suggestion and so-called psychological analysis is, in these last days, the door through which men and women enter the practice of these devilish arts. Well, why do people fall for that? Well, one is a belief that the human mind can so wonderfully affect another one. Second reason is, more than human power is exhibited. Number three. A third is the fascination. Fascination. That apart from God or obedience to His laws, man's mind can accomplish many extraordinary things. I can speak and it's done. Because the power is in me and in my words. I don't need God. I just speak and it's done. If I declare it or decree it, it's done. Well, you know what they call that in witchcraft? Abracadabra. Number four. That men tamper with these forbidden things out of curiosity. And what do we all know about curiosity? It killed the cat. And it's killing Christians too. There's a godly curiosity. God wants us to know and discover things. But that's why He said in His Word, don't eat of this tree. We can be curious about things, but we're not to be curious about satanic things to the degree that we participate in them. Because what happens is, I see how that Ouija board works. I don't, can you see that? It's moving and I'm not touching it. That reaches something deep inside of people. It's all right. You don't have to look holy here, because we don't. Everybody loves that kind of stuff. The rabbit out of the hat. I mean, just things like that. There's just a part of it that is fascinated with things like that. And the devil just takes it and snaps it right up. And then pretty soon, you start to think, that's pretty cool. And before long, we're in the snare. And the demons have come in. And the door is open. And because the demons do not let us be alone, they invite all of their friends. Many tamper with it just merely to gratify their curiosity. They don't have any real faith in it, and they would be filled with horror at the thought of yielding themselves to the Spirit's control. But they venture upon the forbidden ground. I'm looking at the tree. Is the apple good? And the mighty destroyer exercises His power upon them against your will. Satan does not give a rip about what you want. It's all about what he wants, and he will overpower your will. Well, nobody can hypnotize me if I don't agree to it. That's not true. They bypass your will. They bypass your prefrontal cortex. And because I have to keep this so brief, I can't go into all of that. But in other messages that I've done at home, I give the exact things that these people do. The bypass show that I knew and knew not. But my group, they're all smart on it now. You, in your own will and in your own strength, will not break away from the bewitching, alluring spell. Nothing but the power of the one true God can deliver us. And you do need deliverance. You are full of demons. And that's the good news. I mean, that doesn't offend me, because Jesus came. And in my name, they shall cast out demons. That's why that's in the New Testament.
That's good news. When you know you have a demon, you have 90% won the battle because you can say, in Jesus Christ's name, I command you to get out of me. It's the not knowing that you have the demon that they love. Well, the fifth reason that why people can get messed up with spiritist stuff is that it's so well disguised. Eve thought she was talking to a snake. It's just a snake. And she probably seen a lot of snakes. That's all. But who was she really talking to? The devil. Men and women today imagine that they are receiving instruction from magnetic healers, water witching experts, mind cure scientists, their psychologists, their doctor, from their personal counseling trainers, their sales experts, or their pastors. Well, where did hypnosis come from? Hypnosis and chemical medications originated with the Hindus, the Egyptians, and the Babylonians. The devil's been doing this a long time, and he's real good at it. Hypnotism as therapy seems to have originated among the Hindus, who often took their sick to the temples to be cured by hypnotic suggestion or temple sleep, as in Egypt and Greece. The Englishmen who introduced hypnotherapy into England were Braid, Esdale, and L. Stockson, undoubtedly, and they got their ideas from the people in India. The unfortunate reason that I have to bring up hypnosis today and at this time is because many of our pastors have been and will be trained in the craft of hypnotism. Every Seventh-day Adventist person that's going into the ministry, they are required to take NLP training. And that is a real fancy dressed-up word for hypnotism. A hypnotism with a $1,000 suit on. They call it neuro-linguistic programming. And they are required to take it every Adventist. And that was starting like in the 80s. But unfortunately, a lot of you have been trained in this too, and you didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. There's actually 5 levels to the mystic arts, but I want to skip right over to level 4, because on this level, the hypnotic arts are transformed into apparent means of, we're here to help you, to help people. But they are openly stated to be hypnotic in function and effect. You see that more than human manifestations are to be seen, and this fascinates people, and they study more deeply into it. Because they're fascinated, they're captured by it. Occultism has always involved 3 techniques for changing and creating reality. Thinking, speaking, and visualizing. The occult has used those because they all work so well. The third technique, visualization, is the most powerful, and it is the fastest way to enter the world of the occult and to pick up a spirit guide. Shamans have used it for thousands of years, and it was taught to Carl Jung by spirit beings, and through him influenced humanistic and transpersonal psychology. It was taught to Napoleon Hill by his spiritists, and that began to guide him. And Agnes Sanford was the first to bring it into the church. Norman Vincent Peale was not far behind her, and his influence was much greater. Visualization has become an important tool among evangelicals as well. But just bringing it to church doesn't make it right. Just like Christian rock, Christian yoga, Christian martial arts. Just because you put Christian in front of it does not do anything. It doesn't. And your rational, logical brain tells you that, doesn't it? Which is what hypnotism bypasses that part. They get right in. Visualization has been used extensively by Yongji Cho, and he made it the center of his teaching. In fact, he declares that no one can have faith unless he visualizes that for which he is praying. Well, what does the Bible say? Faith is the substance of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Thus, visualization, the attempt to see the answer to one's prayer, would work against faith, actually. There's 2 good books that you might want to read, and I encourage you to study this, because this is not even the tip of the iceberg, people, let me tell you. Alan Morrison wrote a book called The Serpent and the Cross, Religious Corruption in an Evil Age.
And the other one is In Your Mind's Eye, The Occult Art of Visualization. Visualization exercises is one of the most ancient and widely used occult techniques for expanding the mind and opening up the psyche to new and forbidden areas of consciousness. In deliverance terms, you have opened the door and let in all these demons. The practice of visualization can be used in a variety of ways, but they all fall into three main types. One, they can be used to provide a doorway into what psychologists call a non-ordinary state of consciousness. Second, they can be used as a means towards something called inner healing or healing of the memories. The healing of the memory thing, people, was from the pit of hell.
Amen.
And a lot of people got snared in that because when people are hurting, and the church isn't doing deliverance, and the church isn't healing the wounds, and the church isn't even preaching salvation anymore, or that God can heal, hurting people tend to go to wherever they can get help. And the devil does that. And the devil makes people hurt so that they will go to these alternate avenues. The fault lies with the church and the pastors. They have not been teaching and preaching the Word of God. For if they had, the congregation would have said, I don't need to go to a shaman. I can go to church and they will pray for me. Thirdly, visualization provides an instrument for the manipulation and recreation of matter and consciousness. These spirits, they go in and they know how to mess with your mind. They can hypnotize you. And Monty would think that he was Joe Blow from Arkansas. I'd say, honey, but you're my husband. He'd say, no, I'm Joe Blow from Arkansas. They can totally take away your identity. They take away your beliefs. They change your beliefs. And you don't even know it. We need change. That's why I'm going to be your next president. We must go to war. We must go to war. Most of the people being seduced into the practice of visualization, especially those within the church, don't have the faintest conception of the occult aim which lies at its root. Visualization is a primary gateway for demonic infiltration into human consciousness. It is a very deceptive, currently being worked on a grand, grand scale. You will always have with hypnotism dissociation, imagery, and visualization. And it is always a doorway to the occult. Magic, hypnotism, and seances are closely related. They not only have a lot in common, they all have a common source. Maybe at a later date, I want to tell you about casual conversation hypnosis. And this is how you and I have all been hypnotized and we didn't even know it. These people are masters at what they do. We need change. That's why I need to be your next president. By introducing something periodically with a pause after it, anchoring it with a hand movement of some kind, it's getting anchored in your brain. You're going to vote for me the next to be the best president. Mass hypnosis. Nations can be hypnotized. The fifth level is covert hypnosis. And of course you can't call it covert hypnosis because some people around still know hypnosis really isn't good. So they call it linguistic programming. And to make it really sound professional, it's neuro-linguistic programming. And I'm Dr. Smellfungus. Tell you about it. Let me ask you this. If I came out in a white coat and I had Dr. Sharon Mulkey written on my jacket, which I am, would you believe me more than you believe me now? Men in white coats are trusted. Women in white coats are trusted. You've been conditioned for years to trust the president, to trust people in white coats, to trust your doctor. And some of them can lead you straight to hell.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know that. You didn't even recognize that. I mean, aren't you starting to get mad at the devil for this? Don't feel bad. Get mad. Get mad at the devil. Because we'll kick butt later. Dr. Milton Erickson was a careful researcher into advanced techniques of hypnotism, and he specialized in the study of that type of hypnotism, which can be used without the client knowing he was being hypnotized. That's why I say, people, you do not have a clue. I didn't have a clue, but I'm not clueless anymore, because I will not be destroyed for my lack of knowledge. When God brings an area to you, research it out, folks, okay? Milton determined that the use of such covert, as he called them, techniques would result in far more successful patient manipulation and mind conditioning. We can control you better this way. And you don't even know it. They called it the new hypnosis. It was gentle, open-ended, and indirect. And we need change. That's why I'll be your next president. The hypnotic messages and suggestions are offered in a way that evokes powerful, unconscious changes directed by the hypnotist. They have found instead of using force or coercion, hypnotic mind control is used to change actions and beliefs in the people much more effective and efficiently. You can beat me once, and I'll know I'm beaten. You can hypnotize me and change my beliefs, and I'll never know it. They can implant codes in you until one day they activate them. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why you murdered your wife.
Yeah.
You wonder why kids go into schools and shoot up other kids. MK Ultra mind control. These people, the devil has been at this since Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. If he could get to Adam and Eve, hello, right, this is the word, yeah. So what they do is they use this to change actions and beliefs. And they studied, and they had the masters. Now, masters is another code word for occult inspiration. The masters. Learn from the masters. And they did. And the demons were just happy to teach them. There is a growing body of patterns for accomplishing specific desired changes in emotions, beliefs, thinking strategies, and behavior. And they will convince you the whole time you're doing it that you want it, you need it, and you like it. Nothing is done against your will, supposedly. Passive type hypnotism is actually far worse than classical hypnotism, which puts people into a trance. Its intensity is due to the fact that it operates more subtly and can be repeated over a period of time. The reason it can be so easily repeated is that people do not realize they are being hypnotically worked on. The result can be devastating. Why? Because according to the above statement, it can change your beliefs, your behavior, the way you feel about things, and the way you think. What else is left? It also can change your memories. And you are your memories. If they came now and gave me a complete different set of memories, I no longer would be Sharon Mulkey. Because I am my memories. And that's a good thing. That is not a bad thing. All your experiences, what you've gone through in life, that's good. But when they take somebody else's memories and put them into me, that is the ultimate violation. They don't even have to put a demon in you. All they gotta do is put different memories in you. And they're doing it all the time, people. This could be a better workshop than you thought, isn't it? You're gonna get more of your life back than you thought you lost, even. Isn't that good? Don't you just love it when God does that? And here's the enemy stalking up on you. You're just a little lamb sitting here going, beep! Oh, she's going, what? Bah! Yeah. She goes, bah! The devil's going, and then God comes through and goes, just in the nick of time. God is good. He's in the nick of time. What is the difference between a historic person and a hardened criminal? The difference is your beliefs, your behavior, and the way you feel about things and the way you think. All your life experience is summarized in these factors.
They represent your distinct personality. Those are the factors which will determine your future destiny, because you make decisions based on your beliefs, what you believe. They have major core beliefs yet, I don't know. But people act out of their beliefs. If you believe it, you will do it. If you don't believe it, you won't do it. If you believe it's going to rain, you get your clothes off the clothesline. People that believe in deliverance, do it. People that believe in deliverance, do it. People that don't believe in deliverance, don't do it. Simple. Ericksonian hypnosis works so effectively because it starts with your present likes, dislikes, belief system, and feelings, hooking you emotionally through them, and then turning you toward whatever new direction the hypnotic manipulator wishes to take you. We all believe in God, and I want to have you have your best life now. Let's have your best life now. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. Don't you believe God can do that for us? Don't you think God can... You hear the TV preachers, people? TV preachers are masters of this. Jimmy Swaggart was a master at this. Benny Hinn is a master hypnotist, and that was said by another magician. Who said he was really, really good? Is all this moral? Well, the devil doesn't care. When has he ever cared about morals? No. It is outside the realm of morality and has nothing to do with morals. Because the hypnotist, any hypnotist, with whatever title they have, school counselor, coach, a lot of coaches are using this NLP, educators, I don't know hardly any, this stuff is so saturated that it's really scary. The hypnotist has the power to take one emotion and logic system to another. He did it apart from moral considerations. He did it simply because that is what he wanted to do. Just because he... What is that? There's music someplace. Are we done? Well, I guess you guys want to go eat, fine. But I'm going to finish the message because this is so important. It's got to get out. But if you want to go eat, look out of your belly, that's fine. No. We need change. I've got to be your next president. I'm sorry. This is just so important, people, because when you get the grasp how everybody is using this, you may be compelled to go to classes for your business. How can you increase sales? How can you influence and have power over people? They use these techniques, and the thing is, they work well. And they work without our consent. They don't ask for my permission. Jesus Christ never works that way. They take away your ability to choose. They tell you what you're going to believe. And you know the best way they do this? Is when you're sitting in front of TV.
That's right.
You're what? Oh, it's been a hard day at work. I'm tired. I relax. Your prefrontal lobe cortex says, I'm tired of thinking all day. And take the trip. And you're just sitting there. And all that stuff, that hypnotic stuff, just comes right into you. Well, I don't agree with that, so. Well, so what? It's still there. Still went in. And storytelling is another thing that they use. And they can tell you stories, and all of a sudden, 6 months later, you're doing something weird. Well, honey, I'm going to leave you, because I don't like this. And your wife's going, what? Somewhere, I don't think I didn't sign it in here. This is so important, people. That you can get deliverance from this. These are demons, and you can get deliverance, okay? That is the good news, people. That is the good news. And God is heading these things off of the past. Metaprogramming affects your subconscious. And this is the way they phrase words to change the way you think. And the way you believe and the way you act. They change your subliminal threshold patterns. They implant new patterns in you without your consent, people. How to change their unconscious, their beliefs, and their premises. Changing their criteria. They change the norms by which they make their moral judgments. Getting you to do what you would never in a million years ever think about or want to do. Implanting new crucial reasons for their doing something they had not planned to do.
They talk to your hypothalamus and they kick your frontal lobes out the front door. Even facial expressions are used to overpower your will. I'm so sweet. I'm so nice. Anything I say, I will never hurt you. A smile can be disempowering. Smiling is good, people. But I just want to show you how in the minds of evil men and women, they take everything good God has created and they pervert it to destroy you and your family. Why is hypnosis dangerous? It opens your mind to believe anything. It opens your mind to believe anything, people. And you know what it says? Is once they implant something in your subconscious says, this is the truth. What gets into your subconscious is supposed to be screened by your prefrontal cortex. Like you would say to me, you're a rabbit. I go, I'm not a rabbit, I'm a human being. And my mother isn't a monkey. How many of you believe that? Evolution, your mother's a monkey. That's short and simple. But once, if my prefrontal cortex... But if my prefrontal cortex has been gotten out of the way by their evil doings, the rabbit goes into my brain. I'm a rabbit. Your mind loses the ability to distinguish between fact and fantasy. That could be important for some things. But you know where they're deteriorating this? It's in all of these video games where you can go into this video game and you can be your alter self. I mean, I could be Miss America if I wanted to be. If I did not like my life, and I was so frustrated, and I had a horrible marriage, and my kids were screaming all day, where do I go? I go into the video game, right, Miss America, my hair is always beautiful, and the kids always behave. Millions of kids and adults, young adults, are living that life. It's a double life, and pretty soon fantasy will take over the real life. You will not know truth from error. And that's kind of important, to know the truth. It can create in you a new reality, a different you. We talked about that. It's by new memory, they make you a whole new life. Oh man, they make people, they think they've been on planet Mars and come back. And incredible things. Hypnosis overrides your will. That should just make you pop a man. See, you're doing something to me that I did not give you permission to do. Every human being, God gave them the right to choose. And if you're a Christian, your will has been freed up to choose good and not evil. And wherever you have a problem with that, you get deliverance because the demons are hanging on there, making you do evil. That's why Paul said, I do the things I don't want to and I don't do the things I want to. It opens you up to demons. Short and simple. You're all there, aren't you? And I know. I see you. You're coming out. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, we are not to be brought under any power but Jesus Christ. Don't give your power to anybody. Hypnotism is a pagan and occult practice. If you participate in it, or you have it done to you, you are in this distinguished group. Soothsayers, necromancers, charmers, enchanters, observer of the time, shamans, witch doctors, sorcerers, wizards, consulter of familiar spirits. I think in Deuteronomy, life does not go well for those people. The judgment of God comes on them. Now, do you see how the devil has done this? He has done something to you against your will, which will bring the judgment of God on your life. Now, are you getting a little upset? You should start to be hopping mad here. He's enabled you to bring the judgment of God on yourself. Because the bait is, I'm going to tell you something you don't know. You have hidden power inside of yourself to overcome this. Instead of going to church and getting deliverance, it is so simple, people miss it. Go get deliverance. Say, get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. You're a demon. I have authority and power over you. God said, I have given you all authority and all power. You don't rationalize a demon out.
If you have a problem, you go to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, I have a problem. And now it's your problem because we have a problem. And I'm going to leave it up to you to fix it. And until you fix it, it ain't getting fixed. But I ain't going to a hypnotist. I'm not going to a psychiatrist. Just because I can't lose 50 pounds or I can't quit smoking, I'm not going to sell my soul to the devil to do it.
Amen.
And that's what you do. You sell your soul to the devil because of your own lust and desires. That's what will hook you.
Yes.
What are the things that you want more than anything else? I want to be top salesman of the company. Okay, just take that NLP training. You will be. And you have sold your soul to the devil. So this is the thing to search out, people. Those hidden lusts in us. Those hidden desires in us. Oh, I want to be beautiful. I want to be powerful. Men want to have power and influence and make a lot of money. And that's the hook they'll get you in. Can you say, God, if I never change a bit, I'm still going to love you? You love me just as much today? Smoking, drinking, carousing around. God, you love me. But this is your problem now, God. I don't want to do these things. Help me. And you'll probably say, go get deliverance. That's why I died on the cross for you, so that you could be free. I paid the price, just like the prophecy that came through this morning. Do not be afraid of God. Be afraid of the devil and what he wants to do. God loves you. That's why he's bringing me messages this weekend. He loves you. He's sick and tired of you being hornswoggled.
It is.
Sorcery. You'll be accused of sorcery. Abracadabra. Oh my gosh, you hear this everywhere. A word spoken or set of words believed to have magic power. You hear this all the time. I decree it. This is done. That's done. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. In Jesus Christ's name, if it's his perfect will, you're not God. Abracadabra. They even had it in a little kid's coloring book. They have it everywhere. I'm so sorry, you guys, but I was so hopping mad when I found out what the devil had done to me. I want to share it with you and everybody. And you tell all your friends, too, okay? Jesus Christ can change you. He will heal you. He will give you a new mind. He's given me my mind back. I had alcoholic insanity so bad. Oh, my God, I was a crazy one. But, and people that can't wear clothes, you'll be sitting and dressed and eating right, mind. But you see, the churches aren't telling you that. They're not telling you that Jesus Christ, it's not just salvation, people. That's just the door opening. And then healing. And so much healing comes with deliverance because the demons go in and they make a mess and they screw up your body somehow. And it's simple, people. And most of you won't have a church, I know, because nobody else does, so don't feel bad. We didn't either until we started our own. But you know what? You go to God at home and you say, Lord Jesus, I need help. I need help. I can't quit drinking. I can't quit smoking. I can't quit yelling at the kids. I can't on and on and on. You just name it. All God thinks about you is compassion. He has compassion and mercy on you. He doesn't think of you in any other way. And it took me some deliverance to really accept that. Because if you're raised with a Catholic God, oh my God, you should be getting beaten every other day at least. But that is not the God that we serve. He is a God of compassion. And once you've asked him to change you and you say, Lord, deliver me, he may say, okay, I want you to learn out about binding and loosing. I want you to learn how to bind these spirits out and loose the good angels. And I'm sure there's books here that tell you that. But to keep it real simple so a 4-year-old can understand it, get out in Jesus' name. You spirits that make me have a temper tantrum, you get out now in Jesus Christ's name. If people come to you with gobbledygook, let it go right over your head and say, I'm not taking that. Because the devil makes things complicated. What does it say? Christ and the simplicity of the gospel.
Amen.
Think this. If a 4-year-old can understand it, then it's probably from God. It's so easy, people. We miss it because we've been conditioned and trained and brainwashed by the world that the more complex it is and the bigger the words are and the more letters that are after your name, the more important you are and bigger is better. You guys have really been good, and I don't want to start you out here. But the occult has invaded the medical field horribly. I'm a registered nurse, and it has invaded the medical field. Just, I mean, they're doing cesarean sections and all this now, which is hypnotic, and it's incredible. It's, and you know what the irony of that is? The definition of hypnosis says not scientific. I mean, get this. They want to take away your vitamins because you have no proof that they're good for you. But you can go to hypnotists, which are not scientific by the Merriam-Webster definition. Do you see how they make the rules for themselves, people? All right, I'll wrap this up. I want to share a couple things with you. Many in the church believe that hypnosis can be either scientific or satanic, mostly because it's been brought in on the back of the medical field, okay? And then psychiatry. But many in the church believe that hypnosis is really okay, and it's either scientific or satanic, depending on who does it and what the purpose for that is. So if I give you strychnine, it's okay because it's for your good. It's really good for you. And I have your best interest at heart. I'm going to see you better. So take this strychnine. Cult critic Walter Martin endorsed the use of hypnosis by medical doctors for this very reason. Josh McDowell and Don Stewart, authors of Understanding the Occult, said, if a person allows himself to be hypnotized, it should be only under the most controlled situation by a qualified and experienced physician. Josh McDowell, throw every book of his out.
That's right.
I'll tell you why, because if he believes in hypnotism, he is full of the devil. And I am naming names because I am sick and tired of God's people being destroyed. I'm going to let your little kid go in a snake pit because I am a qualified practitioner of snake handling. That's how much sense it makes, people. And then you know what they have the audacity to do? They turn around and call you close-minded. You're not politically correct. Well, thank God, and I'm never going to be. Because I want to be Bible correct, what God says. Hypnosis is one aspect of yoga techniques and therapeutic meditation. Yoga has to go too, honey. I did a big message on yoga. You got the devil crawling all over you inside. I hope I'm scaring you a little bit. Yoga is a religion. But no. Come on, guys. It's a science to achieve mastery of your mind. And it cures physical and emotional sickness. There are many systems to yoga, but the central aim is union with God. Their God. Not our one true God. So, you have replaced one guy with another.
But I just go to yoga classes.
Mm-hmm. A mothball with chocolate is still a mothball on the inside. That's what the devil does. He covers his poison with chocolate. And you swallow it, and you don't realize that the mothball is there until it hits your stomach and you're throwing up. Hopefully you're throwing up.
What? 15 minutes? I got 15 minutes? I've been leaving stuff out. Oh my God, we gotta go back.
We need change. Who's gonna be your next president?
Alright. Okay, you guys probably know the answer to this. What is the difference between hypnosis as used by a trained practitioner and that used by shamans or witch doctors?
Yes, there isn't. So just because it says Dr. Smell Fungus, you might as well just read Witch Doctor. And he charges you a lot of money, right? What are some of the long-term effects of hypnosis? Okay, they've done brain scans, and there is definite activity in your brain under hypnosis. Your brain does change under hypnosis. Your brain changes under video games. Your white and your gray matter are changed. What they're making you do is be less emotional but faster, and that makes such a good slave. You just put those widgets together and you don't mind standing in an assembly line all day because you don't feel anything. You have no emotions. You're fast. Well, you can put those four more parts together really fast. That's what a lot of us came to do, people. It's all by design. Some people can't even come to a meeting like this and leave their phone. Oh my God, forbid sharing. Now I'm talking heresy.
Leaving your phone.
In your room.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think you are here? Somebody may call me. I mean, just a call.
Well, there's really a lot of limits for a lot of that.
But don't be, and I'm making kind of fun of it because I'm poking at the demons because it is so addictive, and they have made all of this stuff addictive. They use light, they use sound, just like a lot of churches with their entertainment.
That's right.
And their 7-Eleven song. They sing the same song over and over and over, and pretty soon you're going, oh, you're depressed. And they say, pass the plate. You're as poor as a church mouse, but boy, you get your last dollar. Then you get home and you can't buy milk for the kids.
Yeah.
They make merchandise of you.
Yes, right.
They want your money. They want. You look up every TV preacher, and they're either associated with the Illuminati,
right,
or they're not big.
Right.
You do not get big without the consent of Big Brother Illuminati.
Amen.
And whether you believe that or not doesn't matter. It's just like saying, well, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, I don't really care. Because Jesus is Jesus. Nothing's going to change that. Your puny belief system isn't going to change that Jesus isn't real. So it's time for the church to wake up.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Every
born into that.
Every born, yes. A shaman is a man or woman who enters an altered state of consciousness. Your psychiatrist is the same thing. Your doctors can be. Your preachers can be this. In order to contact and utilize an ordinarily hidden reality in order to acquire knowledge, power, and to help other people. Oh, that gets all the bleeding hearts and rescue spirits. I'm here to help you, honey. A shaman has at least one and usually more spirits in his personal service. The altered state of consciousness is called a shamanic state of consciousness, and they found no difference between that and the altered state of consciousness known as hypnosis. Both are equivalent trance states. So, what does God think of people that practice witchcraft? Not good. But aren't you glad for repentance now?
Yes.
I mean, this is the mercy of God. He just doesn't tell you, well, you idiot, how come you got all caught up in that? No, God knows that the devil is more subtle than we cannot do this in our human power. But when you know, or someone shares with you about something, you go, oh, God, I'm sorry, that's what I do. I spent days getting on this. Now I can't get beside you. What are we going to do?
Another area I want you to be careful for is past life experiences. I call them near-death experiences. I believe that there are true ones. Very few true ones. And what they say when they come back is they just love everybody and everybody's in peace. And, the one world religion. Most of these people that come back and they study the long-term effects of it, are open up to this pagan religion. So the devil is a counterfeiter. There are true examples of people going to heaven. But the majority of them have been hypnotized, and they come back, and they are very open and suggestible to, and they actually believe in, the pagan beliefs. And I thought that was interesting. I just want to share that with you.
So what's important, people, is you tell this thing to go
because it festers and it will grow and it will expand and it will expand. Maybe let's just say it's sitting kind of dormant and you just waiting. But this thing grows and it wants to take your life away. And if it takes your life away, whose else life is it going to take away? Your husband, your wife, your kids? Are you a grandma, a grandpa, or an aunt, an uncle? Do you see one person affects so many other people?
God wants you to be who He created you to be. And He will help you become that person. And you do not have to sell your soul to the devil for you.
Amen.
There's no condemnation in getting swept up in this. Because the devil is smarter than all of us put together. But when God brings to our mind something, we just repent. It's that easy. And you don't have to do penance. You don't have to feel bad and beat yourself. You don't have to skip lunch. You know, you don't have to lay on a bed of nails.
God says that's the baby. So Father, in Jesus' name, we just come to you right now. And we just thank you for exposing the enemy that was about to devour us. Because we know he comes seeking whom he may devour. And it is not going to be us, right, people?
Yeah.
Right. And so, Father, right now, we just come before you.
Yeah.
We confess the sin, any participation in this, knowingly, unknowingly, whatever has happened to us, we confess it as sin, we fall out of agreement with it, and we command these spirits to start leaving us now in Jesus Christ's name. I just command these spirits to start coming out. I break all the trances and hypnotic trances that you have been put in now in Jesus Christ's name. I break it in the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to come out of your trances now in Jesus Christ's name. I command all the code words to start coming out now in Jesus Christ's name.
All of the triggers, I command you to start coming out now. Every trigger that has been implanted in the people to have them trigger at a later date, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. All the beliefs that are not the belief of the person, you get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Come on. Every one of you, you start getting out of the people now. Come on. All you demons, you start going now. All the witchcraft, all the sorcery, all the mind control, all of it, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Push them out, angels. Push them, push them, push them. I use the spirit of truth, the spirit of light. Come on. All you spirits of darkness, you go in and you darken the mind. Come out of the mind now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Come on. People, tell them to go. You cannot have these things in you that are going to destroy your life. You tell them to go. Jesus Christ is here. He wants you free. Now you get out now in Jesus Christ's name. I confess the sins of the fathers and the family line curses that have traveled down generation after generation, setting you up for this. You get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All that generational witchcraft, everything out now in Jesus Christ's name. All the inherent emotional patterns of this witchcraft and all this. You get out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Truth them now. Go. Fire burning and judgment on your angels. Go in there, put hooks in your jaws and start pulling them out. Pulling them out. We beat you to pieces. We gather you to pieces. We make you as dusty for this. Get out of their brains. Come on. Everything out of the brains. Foggy thinking, double minded. I want all the abnormalities in the brain. Go. Come on. Every spirit in the mind. Go. Now in Jesus Christ and in the brain. Go. And out of the heart. Out of the heart. All those things in the heart. Come on. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on. All you spirits that think God doesn't care for you, He's not going to help you. You get out of them now, you lying spirit. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Come on. Every one of you, go. Come on. Every one of you that tell the people, I'm too big, I'm not coming out, I'm big. Oh, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. You're a blowhard. Get out. Come on, go.
Deep sleep.
Yeah, deep sleep,
every part of the mind has been put to sleep. In Jesus' name. Deep sleep, sluggard, slothfulness, forgetfulness. Every spirit that came in, being slain in the spirit, that's hypnosis. Come on. Every time someone laid on hands on you and slayed you in the spirit, killed your spirit, come on. Command your spirit, life back.
I break all soul ties with all these people that laid hands on you and transferred this crap into you right now in Jesus Christ's name. You get out. And I break those soul ties with all those people, denominations. You get
all
out now in
Jesus Christ's name. Hypnosis of any kind. Come on.
Witchcraft. Witchcraft control. Mind control. Come on. Go, go, go. Mind reading. Fortune telling. Come on. Come on. Everybody, mind reading. I know what you're thinking.
No, you don't. Most people think about themselves. Now go, right now, we need to think. Come on.
Or visualization.
Visualization, right.
Religious visualization, using the word, proclaiming.
All that word-based stuff. Keep this going. Abracadabra. Come on, Jesus' name. Come on, imagine. Come on, Jesus' name. Yeah?
Come on, fantasy. Fantasize in your best life. Come on, move every spirit to fantasize and all the lust spirits in Jesus' name. Want something that you don't have. Come on. All the appeal to your lust, your discontentment. Jesus' name.
Discontent. Oh, they feed on discontent. Whatever you're not happy with.
Discontent, comparing with somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Come on,
Jesus' name.
Desire for hidden knowledge. I want to be special. I want to be special. Come on, get out now. You are special already. Now get out.
You're proud of God.
Come on, every one of you. Out, out, out. All rejection. All those spirits of rejection that drive you into the occult that seek me. Come on, all these habits and things that you've been fighting forever. And you think God won't help you. Out now, Jesus Christ's name. Lucifer, I'm talking to you, demons. Get out now. Get out.
Out of the mind. We command the minds to wake up. Let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. Alert, awake, rationalize, and think. All the mind control spirits.
All that mind control.
Off the mind.
Double-minded, racing mind. Come on, all you spirits in the mind of the witchcraft. Confusion. Confusion is a big one. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. You spirits, leave now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go. The Lord Jesus Christ, you get out of these people now. They hate you. They don't want you, demons. And they know you're a demon now. And they're going to hunt you down. Now go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. And I lose the spirit of unconditional love into the people. That God loves you.
You
he loves you. He wants to help you. All the spirits of spiritual abandonment. I have nowhere to go. Nobody's talking about spiritual abandonment. All that spiritual abandonment. Go. Go. Every one of you. Out. Spiritual abandonment. Come on. Come on. You can go to God by yourself and you are there. He will never leave you or forsake you in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Go. You're not alone. Come on, go right now in Jesus' name. You and Jesus is in the door, remember? Come on, let's go, go, go. Come on.
Lord, we ask you to restore the people's mind. Restore them. Put their mind, Lord, the mind that you intended us to have. Bring the healing, any damage to me and all the brain cells through drugs, alcohol, and other witchcraft things, Lord. Restore the mind, Lord. And we ask that you deliver them in their mind of every spirit that would keep them in trance. Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, will you say that the Lord brings back all the fragmented parts of your mind, your will, your emotions, your appetite, your heart, desire? Restore the soul, Father. Keep Jesus' not going. Bring back every demon that is in the place where their soul goes. You get out now in Jesus Christ's name. And I lose a spirit of everlasting hope into the people now in Jesus Christ's name. There is always hope. Go. Now, everyone in your spirit, hopelessness, despair, despondency, discouragement, go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Lift up the people now. Go, go, go. Every one of you, out. And all you spirits of infirmity, you might as well whack on you too. Come on. Go, go, go. Come on. Witchcraft infirmities, come on. The deformities and all the physical ailments, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go. Every one of you, out now. Come on. Come on. Action, injury, death, destruction, all that. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Go, go, go.
Jesus' name. All right. Lord, we do thank you for the work that you're doing. Bless your people, Father. Protect them, keep them safe, Father. Give them wisdom and discernment, Father, for their needs and what they need to do in the future and in directions of deliverance. Jesus' name. And Lord, all us praise, glory, and honor to your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.
And who's
going to
be your next president?
Yes! Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, all presidents use it, okay?
Every president
one of them.
Does, yeah.
You didn't elect a president.
Right, that's another message. Every politician, every car salesman probably uses this on you. Anytime you go to buy something. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you, and I ask that you just bless the hands of the food that has been prepared and the people, and break all curses over the food. And we just thank you, Father, and we bless it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.